attorneys. When I say younger, younger than, oh, say 65 years old, which of course most attorneys are, they believe this fantasy that the United States Constitution is a living, breathing document. They really do truly believe that. It's held in the highest regard and in greatest respect by most of these young attorneys. Younger attorneys, I'm not sure how to say it. What a fantasy. Let's give an example here. Let's say you sign a contract with a contractor to fix some plumbing in one of your three bathrooms, and you go on vacation, and you come back, and you have, well, that work's been done on the one bathroom. In addition, the other two bathrooms have been completely remodeled, and your kitchen has been completely remodeled, and you owe the plumber $75,000 for work that was not in the contract. And the plumbing contractor says, oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, this contract was a living, breathing document, and while you were gone, I found things in there that weren't in there when we signed it. How about that? A living, breathing document. Well, that's not what the founding fathers meant by any stretch. The real change, there's lots of real change, but one of the big limits on the U.S. Constitution imposed on the new federal government was Article 1, Section 8. It lists, it's either 18 or 19 specific things that Congress can spend money on. That's the true money spending limits right there. Article 1, Section 8. I had a discussion once with a senior FBI agent in St. Louis, second in command of the St. Louis FBI office at the time. And I said, look, it's simply not there. There's no funding for the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the U.S. Constitution. It's simply not there. Now, you can have bake sales if you want, or other forms of funding, maybe get some money from the states. But there's no authority to spend money out of the United States Treasury on the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's simply not there. Well, he didn't really have any counter-argument because, well, there is no counter-argument. Of course, there is no counter-argument. It's not there. Article 1, Section 8. If, and this is one of the reasons I am firmly against a constitutional convention. Absolutely firmly against. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing broken with the original Constitution. Not at all. The only thing that's wrong, the only thing that's broken, is Congress not following what the Constitution says. Therefore, why would we believe, why would we have any reason to believe that a new Constitution with new guarantees would be followed by any future Congress? Well, there are none. My belief, based on what I've observed from personal first-hand experience in my life and reading of history, if they won't go along with the current Constitution, why in the world will they go along with a new one? They have a track record going back to about 1816, 1817. I mentioned those years specifically, of just doing what they damn well please. There was an introductory sentence to Article 1, Section 8, when it talks about the general welfare, to promote the general welfare. And beginning, it was about 1816, U.S. Congress started using that and treating it as a clause. If it was a clause, then Congress could spend money on pretty much anything they want to promote the general welfare, couldn't they? thank goodness for James Madison. James Madison wrote Article 1, Section 8. James Madison was in Congress in 1816. Don't hold me down on these dates. I'm working from memory. He basically chewed out Congress saying, gentlemen, if I meant that introductory phrase to be a clause, why would I write those other 18 or 19 things? I'm paraphrasing here, obviously. Giving specific, detailed things that you could only spend money on those things. Why would I write those out and list them specifically if I could just cover everything by saying, well, if you want to spend money to promote the general welfare, you can spend it. I'm obviously paraphrasing here. But that is, in fact, what James Madison did. A few years later, we had Andy Jackson, my hero, except for the betrayal of the Native Americans. I know why he did it. It was for political reasons. He knew it was wrong. I don't know if he ever regretted it or not, what he did with the Indian Removal Act. But other than that horrific thing that he did to Native Americans, Andy Jackson stood up to the bankers. He did. He stood up to the bankers. He did the right thing. And the consequences of Andy Jackson remained pretty much in place until the communist Abraham Lincoln took office. Is that a stretch, calling Abraham Lincoln a communist? Well, possibly. I do know that some of his closest advisors were communists who came to our country from the failed communist coup revolution in Germany in the 1840s. How about that? You weren't told that in history, were you? You weren't told to carefully read the Emancipation Proclamation and understand what it really meant when it was written. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the United States of America. There were two slaveholding states during the Civil War. States that did not leave the Union, did not join the Confederacy, slaveholding states, that the Emancipation Proclamation did not free those slaves. Is that news to you? Probably. I watched the film Lincoln. I felt like I needed to do that, and I'm glad I did. They have Negro Union soldiers reciting the Emancipation Proclamation from memory while the war was going on. They held it in such high regard, when in fact, if they had relatives living in the two slaveholding states of the United States of America, their relatives would not have been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. They wouldn't have. No, they wouldn't have. And of course, Emancipation Proclamation freed slaves in another country where they had no authority to do so. It's kind of ironic. The two best known generals of the Civil War, which it really wasn't a Civil War, we'll get to that in a moment, was Ulysses S. Grant, who later became president for the North, the United States of America, and Robert E. Lee for the Confederate States of America. Ironically, of the two men, one of them owned slaves during the Civil War and one did not. The one who owned slaves was U.S. Grant. The one who did not own slaves during the Civil War was Robert E. Lee. A little nuance of history. To have a civil war, you have to have a war taking place inside the confines of one country. That's what you need to have a civil war. The war in taking place in the Republic of Vietnam was a good example. A war taking place inside the confines of one country. The Republic of Vietnam was fighting its own people inside its own country, the Viet Cong. The example I usually give is the following. You know, ladies and gentlemen, France was invaded twice in the 20th century by Germany. And I ask you, was either one of those a civil war? Well, of course not. One country was invading another. Well, the United States of America invaded another country. That was the Confederate States of America. So clearly, obviously, that was not a civil war, because the Confederate States of America had a constitution, an elected government, a postal service, standing army, standing navy, its own currency. Clearly, obviously, the Confederate States of America was a separate and sovereign state that was invaded by another separate and sovereign state. So just as clearly, just as obviously, it cannot possibly be a civil war, could it? No, of course not. Of course not. We got a break coming up here. We got open lines at 800-313-9443. It's not well known either that thousands, many, many thousands of Negroes fought on the side of the Confederate States of America. That's right, they did. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Back to your report here on Wednesday, the first day of February. How about that? We're already into the second month of the year. Well, I got in some range time yesterday practicing with one of my rifles, a Ruger 10/22, that's been had some pretty significant modifications to it, upgrades. In fact, the only thing on that rifle that came from the factory originally is the receiver. Everything else has been upgraded in one way or another. It's got the 1-inch diameter bull barrel, the Ruger factory trigger assembly upgrade, a Hoag overmolded stock with bipod. Of course, it's got a sling and a pretty sophisticated set of optics on top of it that have an illuminated reticle. So I was practicing shooting a 4-inch diameter target at 25 yards from the bench rest position, which of course is one of the more stable positions, unsupported standing, which is the least stable, least accurate way, but is very important to be good at using that stance, and prone position. And we have another very mild day today. It will be in probably mid-50s again and sunny. I'll be out there again doing the same training. Bench rest, prone, and standing unsupported with that Ruger 10-22. It's a lot of fun punching holes in that paper at 25 yards and improving my skills. Especially the prone position. I've not done prone very much for many years, and it is different than the other two. They all have their own unique qualities, and I'll be involved in some diagnostics with an independent testing outfit here soon in those positions. That's why I'm doing this training, to make sure my skill sets are up to what I want them to need them to be. And it's good being out there on the range. The fresh air, the sunshine, wind in my face. Of course, I also got in a 37-mile motorcycle ride yesterday, which was fun. Who would have thought in the middle of winter getting in motorcycle rides here in South Central Missouri? And I expect to get another one in today on a beautiful day like this. Sunshine, one in the face. That's certainly the way I like it. So I'll be back out there in range. I made my targets this morning. I was having my morning coffee and listening to National Public Radio as opposition research. It's almost a continuous, nonstop weeping and gnashing of teeth on the part of the socialists/communists that operate National Public Radio. It's sometimes it's more than I can take, quite frankly. It is. But they continue to have their pity party over the Donald getting elected. And I say, so what? I'm so bad. Too bad, so sad, as the old saying goes. The prone position. And in fact, if you want to work on your marksmanship skills, I encourage you to get a copy of the book titled The Ultimate Sniper by Major John Plaster, the new edition, not the first one, but he's got a new updated edition that came out. If you're just getting started, you may want to look into the Appleseed Project, NRA classes. Get some good training. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you've been shooting for 20 or 30 more years. You may have bad habits if you've been shooting 20 or 30 years. And if you're just getting started, well, get started right with good training so you won't develop those bad habits. Unlearning a bad habit is not easy because it becomes part of your muscle memory. And it just is much, much better to start out with good training from somebody who knows what they're doing. NRA-certified rifle instructor, Appleseed Project, that kind of thing. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we're back. Let's jump right back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first day of February. Are you an engine cleaner procrastinator? Well, if you've been listening for a while and you haven't got an energy cleaner and you have arthritis pain, back pain, or not getting a great night's sleep, I believe that probably puts you into the category of being an energy cleaner procrastinator by definition. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep pretty much every morning. And, of course, I have minor aches and pains. I'm active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, off and on the Kubota tractor, moving heavy boulders and big logs into the bucket of the Kubota tractor, up and down, doing work on my hands and knees, doing concrete work. A lot of activity. Of course, we're going to have minor aches and pains. Most Americans over age 50 have issues with arthritis pain, back pain, not getting a great night's sleep. I know a lot of you listening have those issues. Pain meds slow down your brain. In case you don't know it, I'm here to tell you, pain medication slows down your brain. You may not be aware of it, but it does. The energy cleaner won't. The energy cleaner can't. You can check out the details at my website. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. The price varies by size. Twin, full, queen, king, California king. This is a handy 12x24-inch. The energy cleaner itself, only $285 shipping included, and I offer something your healthcare provider is highly likely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, here it is, 800-592-9543. Say again, 800-592-9543. If you own a .22 caliber rifle or pistol, you need to make sure that it's reliable, if it's semi-automatic especially. Not all .22 caliber ammunition is created the same. Far from it. Far from it. All semi-automatics tend to be ammunition sensitive. Almost all of them. And .22 is no exception. So if reliability is an issue for you, and it should be, I encourage you, before you buy a case or more of any given ammunition for your .22, a case is 5,000 rounds, by the way, that you do some testing first. I would say a minimum of 100 rounds, minimum, to test in your semi-automatic rifle or pistol to make sure it cycles okay. Make a record of it. Also make a record of the ones that don't, for your own use, for your own purposes. After you've tested several, you may test five or six different ammunitions. What cycles well in one pistol or rifle may not cycle well in another. I make up a little tag and attach it to the firearm, listing the one or two or three .22 caliber ammunitions that will cycle flawlessly in that particular firearm, rifle or pistol. That way, if I put down that firearm and don't pick it up for a better part of a year or even more, I can pick it up and instantly know what ammunition will cycle properly through that particular firearm. That's some peace of mind, isn't it? Yeah. And it's right there. You don't want it separate from the pistol working and get misplaced or get lost, because inevitably it will. I learned a long time ago about the value of keeping things together like that. So, do that. Make those tags. And then once you're satisfied that you have a good brand of ammunition that will cycle, then go ahead and buy a case or two or three. If you're a novice, buying 5 or 10 or 15,000 rounds of .22 may sound extraordinary or off the charts crazy, but with those of us in the gun culture, it's not. We routinely buy .22 ammunition by the case, 5,000 rounds at a time. That's not a big deal. And we go through that ammunition relatively quickly. I went through just a little more than 100 rounds yesterday in the training I was doing. That was not a lot, quite frankly. Two or three guys could easily go through 500 rounds of ammo in, an hour or two. Easily. With no difficulty at all. The best website I've found to locate ammunition at the best prices, here it is, wikiarms.com. That's W-I-K-I arms. Whiskey, India, Kilo, India, wikiarms.com. They don't sell anything. What WikiArms does is provide a platform, bulletin board, for our people that do sell ammunition to have a place to advertise and promote what they're selling. The website's well laid out. Going back to 22 Long Rifle, you can pick out that section, a 22 Long Rifle, and go there. And the listing commence with the least expensive 22 Long Rifle and going up from there to the most expensive. Now, don't make the mistake I made years ago thinking that it was all the same, just buy the cheapest that there is. I did that for years. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. You will not get the results you're looking for. No, what you do is what I mentioned earlier. You do testing to see what works for your rifle or your pistol. There's some ammunition coming out of the Far East, Arms Corps, which has a slow-burning powder, which works fine in rifles because that barrel gives the powder enough time to be burned up and not cause any issues. In a pistol, however, whoa, you don't want to be shooting that stuff in a pistol. The powder doesn't have time to burn. It ends up making a mess in your pistol. So I wholesaled out all the Arms Corps I had, which was, I had a pretty good stock of it. I'm going to say maybe 3,000 or 4,000 rounds. I don't know. I was using my pistol classes, and my pistols were getting so dirty so fast. I finally talked to my gunsmith, and he said, what are you shooting through these things, John? And I told him, he says, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't use that Arms Corps in your pistols. Another advantage of having a personal relationship with a certified gunsmith, not your well-meaning friend who has a few tools and works on his kitchen table. No, a genuine certified gunsmith who graduated from a real gunsmithing school and has all the proper and correct gunsmithing tools and the skills to use them. I can't tell you how many times my gunsmith has helped me out with things that I needed help with. I didn't have a clue sometimes what the question was, let alone the answer. That's where a certified gunsmith comes in, because this is their passion. The maintenance and repair and upgrades of firearms and building of firearms in some cases, that's their passion. They live, eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. I don't. I've never had any particular desire to work on firearms. It's never been a goal of mine, and I don't. Oh man, I'll do a loose screw, I'll tighten it up. And I've done some very, very minor gunsmithing. Nothing serious that involves metal fabrication, which is the real art of a gunsmith, in my opinion. Diagnosing problems is another skill of a gunsmith that I have limited abilities in those areas, and I freely admit my limitations. Was it Clint Eastwood in one of those movies where he said, a man's got to know his limitations? Well, I do. And if I have an issue with a firearm, and I don't hesitate to pick up the call and make an appointment with my gunsmith to get it in there. Because screwing around with a $1,000 or $1,200 rifle or pistol with improper tools and not having the training could lead to some very expensive mistakes. I mean, very expensive. Damaging that farm to where the professional has to come along and at a cost of $100 or $200 or $300 repair the damage that you did because you didn't know what you were doing, didn't have the right tools, didn't have a clue what was going on. Which brings me up to another topic that I need to talk about probably more often, and that's spare parts for your firearms. Almost all of you listening to me have either a rifle or a shotgun or a pistol or a collection of rifle, shotguns, and pistols on one hand. On the other, almost none of you, except to people who've paid heed to my earlier warnings, almost none of you have spare parts for any of those rifles, shotguns, or pistols. Almost none of you. Wouldn't it be a shame that in time of a crisis, your $1,200 or $1,500 M1A, M14 won't shoot because you didn't buy a $2 spring? That your $1,000 1911 won't shoot because you didn't buy a 50-cent spring? What a tragedy that would be. To have your 1911 that you are so good with and you like so much, you get what you want, put out of action because you didn't follow John Moore's words and take action. Go to your gunsmith. Here's what you do. If budget is an issue, you pick out that main rifle first. Rifles are the most important thing for defending life and property, in my opinion. Your rifle or your carbine. You take your favorite one that you would choose first to defend life and property. You go to your gun, you don't have to physically take it, you might, but typically just letting them know on the phone what that piece is. You may need the serial number because sometimes parts will be different by serial number. And let him know you want the following. You want two each of every spring, the extractors, and the firing pins. Two each of every part. This is what breaks on rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Springs, extractors, and firing pins. And he will do his research, order them up, get them in. You pay for them, make sure they're properly packaged and labeled. And you're good to go. You start with the next one after that. We got a caller on hold here, Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Oh, good morning, John. I just had one quick comment regarding ammunition, something that happened to me about a week ago, which I thought was rather interesting. I've had for a year or so a Marlin 17 caliber, and I like shooting the thing. I had an ATN night sight on it, but somebody gave me really nice variable scope for Christmas. So I took the night sight off that and put the other scope on, and I was sighting it and working with it, and I had some good ammunition for it, CCI, VMAX, and at 100 yards, I just could not get a group any tighter than about an inch and a half. So, of course, you know, I'm questioning everything, including, my perishable skills. Well, I thought about it for a minute, and I thought about the conversations you've had, and I had another box. It was, I think, also CCI, but it was called A17. And this stuff goes a little faster. It just goes about 50 feet faster. So I thought, well, okay, let's take a whack at this. The first group of three, I pulled it down to a half-inch group, and that is where it stays as long as I use that particular ammunition. And it's just interesting. I was beginning to think, you know, maybe a crowning problem, but it was a brand-new rifle. Right. So it just goes to show you how strange this stuff can be and how sensitive these things can be. And an inch and a half group at 100 yards isn't awful, but it's obviously not as good as a half inch. So, that was that story. I just thought it was an interesting story. So obviously for that rifle, I'll be using the A17 ammunition for that.
it may be counterintuitive. You're fortunate you had those results, but for people who don't know, they typically think that more velocity is better. And when it comes to 22s, just the opposite is true. Yeah. In fact, the Olympic grade 22 ammunition is not all that fast, but it is the most accurate and the most expensive. But it's nowhere near as fast as some of these hot loads put out by CCI and some of these others.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people like the subsonic CCI. They just really think that stuff's the berries, and it does work very well.
Well, I'm not necessarily advocating subsonic. There's a place for that also. But the Olympic-grade ammunition is not subsonic, but not much higher than
that.
It's running. It's running maybe 1,000, 1,100 feet per second. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It really just. Yeah. I thought the slower round would probably be the better round, but in this particular case, with this particular rifle, it just wasn't. And it was only 50 feet per second difference, but it makes a difference. I don't know what it is.
It does. Now, before you get away, Rick, I know you've talked earlier about getting an M1A, and I want to urge you to do the following, and that's never, ever shoot steel-cased ammunition through your M1A.
Oh, yeah. I remember the conversation about that with your friend there from South County.
Sam.
I can never remember. Sam Andrews. Yeah.
And that's true.
I remember that.
And that goes for everybody out there. Unless your rifle or pistol was specifically designed, such as the AK series, to shoot steel-cased ammunition, you do not want to shoot steel-cased ammunition through these rifles and pistols.
My son, about 2 years ago, bought a pair of them, a pair of AKs, and thought he was good to go with the Wolf ammunition, the steel-cased ammunition. And then, lo and behold, he gets a letter in the mail saying that they've got a new upgraded version, and which now you can use steel-cased ammunition. He's like, oh, no, I've been using steel-cased ammunition. So he thought he was good to go.
Yeah, there's a lot to this, isn't it? You want to hold on through the break, Rick?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, we got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Day of February. Rick, what else is on your mind this morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, that was about it. I think we all thought that all AKs could handle the steel-cased Wolf ammunition. They offered, I think, to somehow upgrade some part of his rifle for him if he would send it back, which I thought was, Century Arms, which I thought was pretty decent of him. So he's going to have to do that with both of those weapons.
Okay, well, that's interesting to know that. Okay,
yeah.
Rick, as always, we thank you for your call.
I think all of their newer stuff can handle the steel now.
Yeah, the AKs, the ones made that came from Europe and Asia, were always known to take the steel cased ammo, and I'm not sure where the receiver was, and of course, the receiver and the barrel and the chamber are what's critical. They may have had an American barrel. An American-made barrel.
He did.
That would be the reason. Okay.
Yeah, that's what he has.
Okay.
Well, okay. All right, thanks a million.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. We don't have time for, maybe a quick call at 800-313-9443. We're hoping that Wes Peters will call in at the top of the hour. These time zones and different scheduling make it sometimes confusing for the guests who get the call in here at the right time. But we'll see. Wes Peters with Swiss America may be calling at the top of the hour. If he does, we'll have him. If he doesn't, we'll continue with open lines. No sweat, GI. A lot to this firearm stuff. There really is. There's a lot to it. And I'm always learning. I've been part of the gun culture for, I guess you could say, 60 years since I started shooting as an 8 or 9 year old boy. And, there's a lot to this, and there's always more to learn. Always new things out there. The technology continues to move forward. The field of optics and what's going on there is just breathtaking. If you don't pay attention for 5 or 6 months, there's a bunch of new things you never heard of, or a serious upgrade to things that were already going on. If you don't pay attention for 5 or 6 months, pretty incredible. And that's, once again, goes back to having a personal relationship with a certified gunsmith, because they keep up with all the latest and greatest. It's a rare occasion that I'll know something that my gunsmith does not. It does happen, because I read different. I have several firearms publications coming to my home here, and I do. I got 3 different firearms publications. I read a lot of online stuff too. But the gunsmiths will stay on top of the latest and greatest. Typically, not much gets past them. Not a whole lot. It's a fun hobby. Not terribly expensive. You can get carried away, as in any hobby, whether it's cameras or stamp collecting. And here's our break, top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.